She never asked me to hurt anyone.
That's the part I keep coming back to when I try to explain this to myself. She never once said, "Do this for me." She didn't have to. She just talked. Slowly. Carefully. Like every sentence was fragile and might break if she pushed it too hard.
She told me about the man who ruined her.
About the betrayal that hollowed her out. About the way nobody believed her because he smiled in public and cried on cue. She didn't raise her voice. She didn't cry. She let the pauses do the work. And in those pauses, I filled in the blanks. I became angry on her behalf before I even realized it. Protective, focused. Every step I took felt righteous, like I was restoring balance instead of tearing it apart. I told myself I wasn't violent, just strategic. Not cruel, just fair.
The damage didn't happen all at once. It happened quietly, methodically. Like a plan unfolding exactly as intended.
It wasn't until she started pulling away that I noticed how clean her hands were, how untouched she looked by the fallout, how intact her life remained while mine began to fracture. By the time I realized what I had been to her, my name was already written at the bottom of her list. I met her at a time when I thought I understood pain. I'd been through enough to believe I could recognize real trauma when I saw it. Not the performative kind. Not the stories rehearsed for sympathy. Hers felt different. Quiet. Unpolished. The kind that leaks out sideways instead of spilling forward. She didn't introduce herself as broken. She presented herself as tired. Emotionally exhausted. Like someone who had already fought the battle and lost, and was just trying to figure out how to live with the damage. Our conversations didn't feel like confessions. They felt like shared observations about how unfair people could be. How predators hid behind reputations. How accountability always seemed to miss the people who deserved it most. She told me about him in fragments. Never all at once. Never enough to overwhelm me. Just enough to make my jaw tighten. A comment here, a memory there, a casual mention of something he'd done that didn't sound right when you really sat with it. I asked questions. She deflected. Said she didn't want to poison me with her past. That she didn't want to make me carry her bitterness. That restraint made me trust her more. When I offered help, she didn't accept it. Not immediately. She said she'd learned not to rely on anyone. That people always left when things got complicated. She said it without accusation, without drama, like it was a fact of gravity.
So I leaned in.
I started doing things just in case. Gathering information. Connecting dots. Watching patterns. I told myself I was protecting her from having to relive something she clearly hadn't healed from. Every time I showed her something, a screenshot, a timeline, a weakness I'd identified, she reacted with discomfort instead of excitement. She'd say things like, "I don't want to ruin him," or, "I don't want revenge."
She never said, "Stop."
That distinction mattered to me at the time. She talked a lot about justice. About how closure never comes unless truth is forced into the light. About how silence only benefits the abuser. About how people like him counted on everyone else being too polite, too afraid, too distracted to push back. I absorbed all of it, as philosophy, instead of instruction. The first real consequence landed harder than I expected. The man lost something important. Reputation. Access. Stability. I watched it happen in real time. I waited for her reaction, expecting relief. Or at least satisfaction. Instead, she went quiet. Not angry, not grateful, just distant.
She said she felt strange about it.
Guilty, even. She said she didn't want to talk about it too much because it made her feel like a bad person. So I reassured her. I told her this was the cost of accountability. That discomfort didn't mean wrongdoing. That growth always hurt before it healed. She listened. She nodded. She agreed. And then she let me keep going. The shift didn't happen overnight. It crept in through small absences. Texts took longer to answer. Calls went unanswered and then explained away with soft apologies. She said she needed space to process everything. That she didn't want to become dependent on me emotionally. I told myself that was healthy. What I didn't notice, what I didn't want to notice, was how all the momentum stayed with me. I was the one still digging, still tracking consequences, still pushing the situation forward long after she'd emotionally stepped back from it. When things escalated further than I'd intended, she expressed concern, but never responsibility. She framed it like something that had simply happened, not something we had engineered. I started hearing phrases that unsettled me. I never asked for this. I wish you hadn't taken it so far. This is why I try not to tell people my story. Those words landed like quiet accusations. Not loud enough to confront, but sharp enough to cut. I defended myself by reminding her that everything I did was rooted in what she shared. That my actions were a response to her pain. That I wouldn't have moved at all if she hadn't trusted me with her truth. She didn't argue. She just looked at me differently. Less connected. Less warm. Like someone watching a stranger reveal something unexpected about themselves. That's when I realized the narrative had changed. In her story, she was no longer the survivor reclaiming power. She was the bystander to my overreaction. The person who'd simply confided in the wrong man. And in that version of events, I wasn't a protector. I was a liability. The fallout reached a point where it touched my own life. Work complications, social strain, questions I couldn't easily answer without implicating myself. She remained untouched. Her name was never mentioned. Her involvement never surfaced. She was adjacent to the damage, but never inside it. When I finally confronted her, gently, carefully, she responded with sadness instead of accountability. She said she felt responsible for how I felt, not for what had happened. She said she never meant for me to lose anything. That distinction hit me harder than any accusation could have. I replayed our conversations in my head. The pauses. The carefully chosen silences. The way she'd always framed her trauma as unresolved, but never demanded action. Knowing someone like me would supply it anyway. She hadn't pushed me. She had positioned me. And I had stepped exactly where she wanted. The most unsettling realization wasn't that she had used me. It was that she had known who I was from the beginning. That she'd seen my protective instincts, my intolerance for injustice, my tendency to act instead of wait, and fed those traits just enough emotional fuel to ignite them. By the time I understood this, she was already pulling away completely. And I was left holding consequences that no longer belonged to her story. The final clarity came too late to stop the damage, but not too late to see the pattern. I wasn't the first. That truth surfaced quietly, through offhand comments, through inconsistencies I hadn't questioned before. Mentions of friends who misunderstood, people who took things too far, men who tried to fix what wasn't theirs to fix. Each one sounded like an isolated incident until I lined them up. Then, they looked like a sequence. She had never sought revenge herself. She had outsourced it. Let others carry the moral weight, the legal risk, the social fallout. She remained the wounded center of the story while others burned around her. When I finally named it, when I said the word manipulation out loud, she didn't deny it. She looked tired. She said, "Survival makes people resourceful. That trauma teaches you how to influence situations without exposing yourself." That she'd learned the safest way to win was to never be the one holding the weapon. In that moment, I understood why she'd chosen me. Not because I was strong. Because I was predictable. I believed in justice. I believed in defending the vulnerable. I believed that being told a painful truth meant I was being trusted, not tested. She had never lied to me. She had simply curated reality. The exposure didn't come from confrontation. It came from distance. From patterns noticed by people who compared notes. From timelines that finally intersected. When the story unraveled, it didn't collapse dramatically. It eroded, slowly. The way credibility always does, when enough people realize they were all cast in the same role. She didn't rage, she didn't beg, she withdrew. And in doing so, she confirmed everything. I was the last name on her list. Not because she hated me, but because she was finished with me. My usefulness had expired. My belief had run its course. I'm telling this story now, not because I want sympathy, but because weaponized trauma doesn't look like cruelty. It looks like vulnerability. And the most dangerous manipulators don't ask you to hurt anyone. They just tell you a story. and wait for you to volunteer.